जय जगन्नाथ देव की, प्रभु बलदेव की जय, सुभद्रा देवी की जय, रथ यात्रा महोत्सव की जय, गुंडचा मंदिर मार्जन की जय, जगन्नाथपुरी की जय हो, सचिनंदन गौर हरि की जय, पतित पावन नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, गौर प्रेमानंद। ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावन वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय Rukmini Shaktabhama Jamavanti and Kalindi all were there. They were assembled in the courtyard of Rukmini Devi. All the queens came to Rohima, Baldev of Mother of that mother. We are here more than 16,108 very beautiful queens. In whole world we are qualified. Among them, Rukmini, Jamavanti, Shaktabhama, Rohini, Kalindi, Bhadra, Mitrabinda, Nagnajita, and all are prominent aids. We are so qualified, we are so beautiful, more than any of world women. But Krishna is not controlled by us. Sometimes sleeping with me in one cot here, and he weeps bitterly, and he tells like, oh Radhe, I cannot live without you. Be merciful to me, oh Lalite, oh Vishakhe, where you are. Whole night weeping, and thus his pillow and weight is wetted with his tears. Sometimes he takes my hand in his hand and tells as if he is mad, oh Radhe, why you have done man to me? Why you are angry to me? So whole night was. Sometimes he feels so much melted hearted that he calls, Mother, Yashodi, where you are? Give me bread and butter. My cows are hungry. I must go at once to cowherd. The boys are calling me, Dam, Shidam, Sudam, Vasudam, So Krishna, Lavanga. All are calling. They are waiting for me on the door. And all the cows are hemming. But moi very loud. They don't give milk to their children, their calves. all are hankering for me, so I must go at once. I don't think that I am in Dwarka with my beloved Rukmini or Satyabhama. He always reminds me for this. Why? What is there in Braja? They have no wealth as we have here. Gopis have no ornaments like us. They are not beautiful than us. Why Krishna has given his heart to gopis? They are living in forests. They can decorate themselves only with flowers, not with golden and jewel. There Krishna used to go to cowherds, and here he is like a king. But why he reminds all this? We want to know this. Do they know some magic? Jadu? Jadu means magic. Are they know any mantra? Vashikarna mantra. Vashikarna mantra? Controlling. Do you know any? Surely they know something. That is why Krishna is always remembering and always weeping for them. Why? Then Yashoda, Roni Devi, she remembered all the past times of Krishna. From boyhood to when he was at 12 or more years, all gracefully past times of Krishna he was remembered. In the meantime, the mother of Kansa, which was too old of 100 years, more than that, she was like a bending like this, always head like this, always walking on a stick. She came and told that, oh, very dangerous thing. Why you are talking for gopis and gopis? They were very cruel. Very cruel, very cruel. Even Yashoda, he could not brought up and nourish Krishna and Baldev. Krishna and Baldev are the son of Devaki. But anyhow, by the fear of conceit, they were sent to Gokul. But he never gave a drop of milk to Krishna and Baldev. Sometimes they used to thief in Navarar's house, Gopi. And then they used to complain to Yashoda, and Yashoda at once used to wind them in grindles, sometimes their hands here, and sometimes chastising. How is this? He never gave a shoe or chapel even, because in forest there were so many thorns. Cows used to go here and there, thorns. And the pieces of his stones like very strong. But Yashoda was so cruel, and Nanda Baba was also so cruel, that he never gave Krishna supplied any shoe or any umbrella. So hot in India, in Braja. And he never gave. Yeah. So don't tell their history. I know them. They never paid anything. Whole day from morning to evening, he used to graze cows here and there without any pay, without shoes and umbrella. And he never gave his butter
so much butter there, but you never used to give. Like a servant, anyone can give something, but never zero. Always rebuke. Once he tied Krishna, and Krishna was weeping bitterly. But that lady has no mercy yet. She has took a stick and wanted to meet Krishna. And Krishna, mother, 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 don't beat him. I will never do. He has never done, but he is dead. So, here I am telling you that my husband Ugrasen is so merciful. I think Krishna was 12 years there, and he has taken the milk of Yashoda. And they have taken some, after then, when they became of 5 years to 12 years, they have taken bread and butter, something. So expense for Krishna for 12 years. And we should also count that how many days, how many years Krishna has grazed there. So this is paid for grazing to Krishna and Baldev. There will be some amount of rupees. And also Krishna took there, they gave some cloth. So we will count everything and we will call Gargacharya. He is so expert in account and also astrologer. He knows everything. So when he will count, make a statement, what was the salary of Krishna and Baldev for grazing? And what have they expended for Krishna and Baldev? For Rohini we will not pay, because this is the party of Yashoda and Nanda and Gopi. We will never pay for Rohini. Only we can pay for Krishna and Baldev. So there should be a report for this. And when it will be balanced, if anything comes, we will pay double. Because we know that the salary of Krishna and Baldev is more and much more than he has taken something. Because he had, sometimes he has gone to another neighbor house and there he has stolen and taken. At that day, we will not count. So, she was telling like this. Rohini became so angry too. My husband is so broad-minded and generous and very merciful. So if anything comes in balance towards Yashoda and Nanda, we can pay double. And if our balance is more for grazing the cows for Krishna and Baldev, then we will give up. Very generously, piteously, we can give up that. No, we don't want. So, we are calling to Gargacharya. Then Mother Rohini became so angry. I know who are you. Who was she? Wife of Ugrasen. But Kans was not son of Ugrasen. Once, this Padma in young age was playing with her sakis on the bank of Yamuna. At the same time, it was evening, and in the same time Drumil came, Drumil a demon. And he took her, and Kans was there in his home. So I know that you are not chaste lady, and that is why you are not knowing the glory of love and affection of Prajivas. And that is what telling so. So he became so furious. He stopped Padma and began to tell how Prajivas love Krishna like their eyes, people of eyes. They cannot live without Krishna. Yashoda once, first day when he was going to graze calves, being a little baby, Ranimayya is telling this pastime, that when Krishna and Baldev are on their first day, were telling again and again, Mother, we want to go to cowherd because we are goats. Let us give order. But they were not giving order. At least when they began to weep, then Yashoda Maiya told that with cups you should go very nearer to this field and this Vrindavan and again returned back. But she brought very beautiful souls and umbrella that Krishna, you should take and wear this. Send it. Krishna told the mother, cows are our worshipable. We worship cows. They are like mother. If you want to give me, then bring shoes for all the cows, lakhs and 9 lakhs of cows you should bring. If 1 lakh, then 4 lakhs, because they have 4 feet. And umbrella for all. And then giving them, and then I may take these shoes and umbrella. Otherwise I cannot. So I can, I want to worship them. Not their master, but being a servant of cows. Because I am Gopal. What is the meaning of Gopal? Maintainer, supporter, and nourisher of cows, as a servant of cows. Yashoda could not give. They have so much. Once Yashoda told, my boy, all the gopis are coming to me and complaining that you have gone to their houses and you have kept some butter from their home. Mother, why you are telling like so? Main nahi makhan khayo. Maiya, maiya, main nahi makhan khao. भोर भयो गौवन के पाछे, भोर भयो गौवन के पाछे, मधुबन मोही पठायो, मैया मैं नहीं माखन खा। Mother, why you are telling that I have taken makhan? I have not stolen makhan, I have not eaten makhan. In very morning, you send me for cowherding in Madhuban, and I went there, and always being with cows here and there. And when it became evening, I am coming with cows now, and after that I will sleep. Then when I took makhan, it thinks that I am not your son, your own son. You have borrowed me from anywhere. Or I have taken birth anywhere and my mother left me. And anyhow you got me. That is why you came like so. So I want to go to Jamuna and to jump in Jamuna. Or I will go anywhere I like. I am not going to live with you. At once, Yashoda began to weep bitterly and embraced Krishna. Oh my son, you have not taken makhan. I have not told like this. Then he began to tell Krishna, maine hi makhan khayo. Mother, no, I have taken makhan. And Yashoda is saying, no. You have not taken makhan. And then he began to character. What? Chorus. Chorus Krishna. And weeping. And bathing Krishna with her tears. Tears and bathing from her. The fresh milk was coming spontaneously. And then Yashoda told that, I will never tell like this. In future, I will not tell like this. So, Rohimaiya was there. Once Krishna was going to carry to cowherd with Sadam, Siddham, Madhumangal and all were there. Blacks and black cows. Some black, some golden, some white. It seems that it was looking like Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati were mixing and going. Only the heads and bodies of cows, white, black and reddish were seen. Miles and miles. Krishna was going, mother was also pursuing him, Nanda Baba is also pursuing him. Krishna is telling that it is my oath, you should return now from here and go to your home. Nanda Baba, who also he was telling, but they were not easily leaving Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna saw Lalita, Vishakha and all other gopis, they are peering from the windows, some peering from groves, some peering from the doors, here and there. Krishna was at once attracted. He saw towards Yashoda, Srimati Radha. Bansi Karan Nipatitam. Bansi Karan Nipatitam. Skhalitam Sikhandam. Bhrashtancha pita basanam brijarajisam yasya katak sargat mimurcha tasya tang radhika paricharami kadarasena. Krishna saw Srimati Radhika. And Yashoda, Srimati Radhika was doing archan from her eyes. And Krishna was taking very lovely. Both eyes, two became four like this. Krishna began to tremble. Bansi came on earth from his hand. His pitambar came out of his body. And he was about to faint. But Madhumangal, he pushed Krishna and told that, oh, you are not seeing your father, Nanda Baba is here. What you are doing? So this is the love and affection show. And by this love and affection, Krishna is controlled. Gopis have so much affection and love that they think we have not a little love and affection for Oh, these tears are coming with their husbands. Their husbands have some black collars. So they are called Krishna Sar. And they are telling to their wives, you can see Krishna very easy. Don't fear, we are with you. But our husbands, all are opposite. If you will see that we are talking with Krishna, we are saying to Krishna, they will come and control us. They will chastise us. So we want that we should die and become. So Roni Maya was telling so many past times of Krishna. And all were eagerly hearing. Krishna could not stay in the courtyard, there, concealed. And he came with Baladev on the door. But when he wanted to enter there in the council of gopis and Roni Maya, There was Subhadra Devi, sister of Krishna and Balaram. They blocked, she blocked and told that you cannot come in here. Because Rohini Maya has ordered that be on the door. Anyone should, any male person should not come here. Even Krishna and Baldev should not come here. If they are coming, you should stop on the gate. So they stopped the Krishna and Baldev. But sound was coming something. And Krishna very patiently was hearing. Baldev was hearing. And Subhadra was hearing and hearing. There, Rani Maya melted. Her heart melted. And all the queens, they are very wondered, how this bridge came. And Krishna hearing and Baldev and Subhadra, they melted. Their hands melted up to them. Their feet melted. Their heart. In the meantime, Narad came and glorifying Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. Krishna and Baldev also. He told that, I want a benediction. What you benediction you want? In the meantime, that is to, their talking was stopped. Krishna became gradually in his own self, Baldev and Subhadra also. And then they enter in the room with Narad, and there Narad told that I want something. What benediction you want? I want that what shape in melting, your hands were melted, your feet were melted, your everything was melted. I want to see forever in this world these three murtis, Vigra, Krishna. Yes. I will be always present in Nilachal Dham forever. So Krishna, Baldev and Subhadra are there forever. And Rath Yatra festival goes away. He, sometimes being whole year in Dwarka, and he, for 9 days, he wants to go to Vrindavan. He cannot bear the separation of Gopika. So he goes to Vrindavan, and this Gundicha Mandir is like Sundarachal or Vrindavan. To go here, there, and freely meet with Nanda Yashoda and all the Gopis. Here, when one day before of festival of Rath Yatra, that is tomorrow is Rath Yatra Mahotsav. So today is Gundita Mandir. First, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in Puri, then the king of Puri used to manage everything. And they used to send their servants to clean the temple and to wash and to whitewash. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, no, no servant go. We will ourselves. He took hand thousands and thousands of from here and took one clay pot, colors, earthen colors, and with mridanga and kartar, dancing and chanting and singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They started from Jagannath temple to go there today. In very morning at about 6 and 7. And thousands of persons followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave each devotee what? Chandan with his own and garlanded. And they started kirtan. So many parties, jumping, dancing and singing Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Jai Jagannatha, Jai Jagannatha, Jai Jagannatha, Jai Jagannatha. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Baladeva. Jaya Subhadra Devi, Jaya Subhadra Devi, Subhadra Devi, Jaya. All went there. First they began to roam very big courtyard, about 2-3 acres. All began to be grown. And what was collected? They collected in their chadar. Chadar means? Chadar. You know chadar? Like this. They made a jholi like this. Like a jholi. All this. And collected here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I want to see the devotees how much they have collected. And all saw that big weight, more weight was of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He used to taught everyone that clear like this, clear like this. What was that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That if you want to make seed, bring Krishna and Radha in your heart. Your heart should be like Vrindavan. If you are not making your heart like Vrindavan, very pure and transcendental, Krishna cannot come here. If I have any worldly desire, they are like thorns. They will pinch in Krishna's body. So give up all. What are they? Kam, krodh, loh, mad, moh, matsarja. What are they? Kam, lust, anger, greed for worldly desires, and dvesh, envy, hating, all this. Attachment for worldly things, wherein criticizing anyone, if you want bhakti, don't criticize, don't be angry. You should try to tolerate. You should be tinadapi sunichena tararavisai sunna amani nam anadena kirtaniya sadahari. If these four qualities are not there, you cannot chant. Never. Because name is transcendental. You cannot chant by your tongue. You cannot see Krishna by your eyes. Ata Krishna Madi na bhavit gradya mindriya. Sevan mukohi jivado. When you have a desire that I am serving Krishna by chanting, this is my service. Oh Krishna, you should come. Purify my heart. And be always. Be merciful. And if you are surrendering, offering yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna, mercifully Krishna will come and dance on your tongue. But you will think that I am chanting. But this is not that. Krishna, transcendental Krishna himself, dancing on your tongue. But you are thinking, oh, we are never. So there are namaprad, namabhas and suddhanam. When you are practicing by your tongue, by your force and these things, then this is namaparad. But when with some shraddha, then it will be namabhas. And if it is pure, then himself Krishna. So we should try to pray, Krishna, I am offering myself in your lotus feet. I am giving up all these worldly desires. There is none, beloved, except you are worldly. Like Gopi. Then Krishna may come and see. So, these broomings and these stones are like these stones. first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his disciples, associates. Second time again, some little small pieces, and again from, and that is also dust. There was no dust, no anything, no grass, nothing was there. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, bring water. Left and left, pots of water was taken from Indradyumna Sarovar. He did not order like this. Hare Krishna. And one was, Hare Krishna was giving to another. And he was giving to third person, Hare Krishna. An empty pot, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, and it was going to Indradyumna Sarovar. And coming, in a moment, lakhs and lakhs pots of water was coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is used to wash differently here and there, look and roof also empty. He was washing the altar, that is Singhasan, with his own face. This is Buddha, like this. My beloved will come. Because he was thinking himself Radhika. So Krishna, beloved, will come tomorrow. She will bring him from Kurukshetra to Seito Paranna Thamai. Yalagi Madan Sadhu. I have met my beloved after so many years. For peace I am feeling separation so much. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing and weeping. A devotee of Bengal, Gaudiya Vaishnava, he took some water and gave on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he took some water from that and took in his mouth. At times Mahaprabhu saw and became angry, so much angry. He told to Sarup Damodar, Sarup Damodar, what is this? This fellow is doing so wrong. Here will be Jagannath, it is a temple. And he is thinking and he is giving water on my feet. Why he is doing so? Yes, Sarup Damodar took that devotee and having here, and he get him out from the temple. Yes. And there he told, oh, you have not done wrong. Sir, you are justified. But so please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have done this, so you should be here. And again I will call you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling like this, oh, where there should be Jagannath Dev or any deity, a man should not keep water on any person's feet. And this, it is very often, if anyone telling that you are saying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, oh, don't tell me. Any person in this world cannot be Krishna. Never, never, never. It is often. It is monness, advaita. Mon is there. So it is very dangerous and very offensive. Anyone should not think anyone that he is God. God is God. Krishna is that. Jagannath is himself that. We should not do like this. So, then after that, he told that he is an ignorant person, please be happy to him and be merciful. He will never do. So, after that, doing kirtan, they went to Aitota. Aitota means Jagannath Vatika. And there, King sent
so much prasadam there, so much basket and baskets of mahaprasadam. Anna, dal, khichdi, vegetables, manohar laddu, and so many things he. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to distribute. But anyone is not taking. Then Sarup Damodar told that you and Nityananda Prabhu sit there with Advaita Acharya. Otherwise anyone not take Mahaprasada. Then Mahaprabhu saw that, oh really they are not taking. Then they sat together. And there Sarup Damodar, Gopinath and so many, Baninath, Govinda, and all were distributing Mahaprasada. There Chaitanya Advaita Acharya told that why this Avadhut is sitting here? I don't know his Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Out of Sudra we don't want to know. And he is taking prasadam with us. Or Brahmanat we go away. He told that, oh, you are Brahmin. And he took Mahaprasadam and gave on the body of Advaita Acharya and here and there. Oh, he is also mad person. He has done like this.